think we've mentioned once or twice this year that Chatzos is a critical time in the celebration of Pesach. We've learned most of the time about Chatzos Hayom, where you hold like Rashi, like Tesis, before Chatzos, after Chatzos, Shevatah, Sekumvaseh, Bito, Bedika, Birach. Something happens in Chatzos. It's Rachil, something happens in Chatzos Hayom. And the emphasis Chatzos Al-Aila, according to some Tanaim, is also very, very important. So somehow Chatzos is always like a tipping point. It's like a pivotal moment in time in Halacha. We find this in other days also, other Yom Tov, other times during the year, that Chatzos is critical. Somehow, Chatzos is the turning point, and it makes a lot of sense. Like I said before in the Zohar, Yistacha be'raisa bari alma. In the natural world, Chatzos is a pivotal, is a turning point. Because up until Chatzos, the sun is presenting itself on one side, and then Zohar Shema from Shabbat Hashem, that's the beginning of Shir. That's called Ben Arbaim. Remember, we just had a Nafiyam a couple of days ago. That's the beginning of Ben Arbaim, when the sun starts to tip over the middle point. It's ready, a whole new Chalashay. So Chatzos is definitely critical. So it's not surprising that even the Ubas HaOlam understood that when you want to make a moment of transformation, so you don't make a moment of transformation 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't do it at 9 o'clock in the morning. You do it at Chatzos. But the emphasis is, it would really make much more sense to do it at 12 o'clock midnight, Lufi Shitasa, the Umas HaOlam, that the new secular day begins, so to speak, at midnight. It would really make more sense to do it at midnight. But the Teretz says most of the time they don't do that for a very simple reason, because people have to go to work, no one wants to stay up till midnight. So the only time they have a moment of pivotal moments is December 31st, going to January 1st. No one's working anyway the next day, so we'll drop the ball on January 1st at midnight. Why not? But b'di'eved, if you can't do it at midnight, so you do it at Chatzos Hayom, because Chatzos Hayom also has that imagery of a moment of transformation. So those who watched yesterday, I don't think most of you watched it live because we were saying shir at the time, but those who watched it afterwards, so saw the moment of the swearing in of inauguration, so we're probably taken also by that imagery that at Chatzos, 12 on the dot, right? That's the moment. That's the pivotal moment. A split second beforehand. So he was just plain simple Mr. Joe Biden. He had no more authority to do anything than you and I. A split second later. So he has the nuclear codes. He can change the entire world. In one split second. That's our transformation. So I was thinking about that a little bit. And I was thinking about that notion that a person, mamish, goes from 11:59 and 59 seconds to 12 o'clock in 1 second, and there's a total, complete chalashem difference. It changes the entire course of history. In one split second, everything can change. What does a person do at that moment? What is it? What's the hishtadlus in this world that changes the olam al yoinim? So, chachma b'goyim ta'amin. The non-Jewish world figured this out also. They figured out that if you have to think of what should be done at that moment of truth, when the clock strikes 12, what's the imagery? And this is America of 2021. This is not a world that knows Bar Mitzvah, not a world that ever learned Masechah Shavuos, not a world that probably most people in the country today don't even know the Rashi and Chumash Parshas Chayesara. And yet, the imagery that the non-Jewish secular world has taken is mamish right out of our Chumash. And right out of our Gemara Masechah Shavuos, and right out of our Rambam Hilchos Shavuos, right out of Chashim Mishpat. A person does one thing. He takes a Shavua b'Mikitas Chayfetz with Shem Hashem. That's the moment of truth. That is what changes you. Before he utters those words with Mikitas Chayfetz, with his hand on a Bible, he was a plain, regular citizen. And that is the moment of truth. You put your hand on the Bible, you pick up your other hand, it's both Shavuos. It's the Shavua of Avram to Abimelech and the Avram to Melech Sdom. One hand up, and it's the other hand, the Kitas Chayfetz, the Shavua of Eliezer to Avram. Both imageries right out of Chumash, right out of Sefer Bereishis. And the invoking of Hashem Hashem, and the longness, if everyone was listening carefully, even the justice who administers the Shvuah is so makbid not to be maskishim shemayim levatala that he doesn't say the last line, so help me. He says, so help you. Because he's being mashbiya him. He's not taking the Shvuah himself. It's like when the rabbi's helping the person say haray li. Don't say, the rabbi doesn't say rib kadeshus li. He doesn't want to marry the girl. So you have to say the lashon that the other person is going to be mishpah. So mamish, they couldn't have written a better script right out of Masechah Shavuos. Right out of Homesh Pesukim and our Homesh Natar Yerkadesh. So that notion that a person takes a Shavuah and that changes everything. And his whole destiny is changed. That speaks to each and every one of us. Gemara says in Masechah Nida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a neshama. The neshama is tahiri. It's sitting by Kisei HaKavod, sitting learning Torah with Malachi Asharis. No cares in the world, no challenges in the world, no struggles. Nothing to do. Just sit and mom sit and learn Pesachim all day. Mom sit with the Malachi Asharis, Shim Shemala, people with the Vicheskas and Dabar Gerlamo. Nothing to do. No Yitzharis, nothing. Now comes the moment of truth. There's about to be a transformation. Transformation is about to be that a person's neshama is about to leave the Olam HaElyon, enter into the Olam HaTachton, and now it's going to have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in a world that is so difficult to find Him. And that's the challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want a world of just neshamas, He wanted a world of Bnei Adam, to be Eved, of the Lishamra in this world. And what is the pivotal moment, the moment of truth? The Gemara says, right as the Lishamra is about to enter, as the clock's about to strike 12, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashbiya, the Lishamra. The Lishamra takes a Shvuah that's going to keep the Din HaTorah. The Rav explained that principle that sometimes like Kofidus HaShem HaRotzani, people intrinsically like to do mitzvahs. There's some internal desire to me. Where did it come from? You know where it came from? From that Shavuos HaTorah. That Shavuos of Ribbono Shel Olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before He puts the neshama to the guf, as literally as the baby's about, the head's about to come out, as the baby's about to enter into this world, that Ribbono Shel Olam takes the neshama and places it into the guf, but before He places it into the guf, the neshama takes a Shavuah, Nishpati V'Kayeim Alishma Mishpatei Tzikech. And now, life begins. So Rabbi say, we've all been inaugurated. We've all took that Shavuah, when he keeps his chayfetz. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shemaya to fulfill that Shavuah, to be able to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'achamei v'yasi mishan, and say, nishbate v'chiyem mishmatei, v'kayim mishmatei t'kecho. You can learn a lot. We're just looking at a 30-second inauguration. I don't know whether everybody in the country, maybe some other people had that same thoughts, but those were the thoughts. That's the only thing that I was thinking about. Yes, I was watching the video later of Mishpati Vachayim, Mishmo Mishpati Tikecha. Okay. Good. Well, Dav Mincha, then we'll say a little bit of filler.